The Fayetteville Public Library will be an enrollment location for the American Cancer Society's Cancer Prevention Study 3, next Wednesday, September 18th, from 2 to 6:30 p.m. Learn more about how you can get involved at www.cps3nwark.org.
So that's CPS, the number 3, NWARK.org.
It's kind of a mouthful.
It is. The Alma Public Library is offering a special treat to their library patrons this month. Each new library card applicant in September at the Alma Public Library will receive a small gift and have their name placed in the Smartest Card Get It, Use It drawing. Current cardholders can also enter the drawing when they use their library card. If you'd like more information about the library, you can call them at 632-4140. They're at 624 Fayetteville Avenue in Alma. Hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday 10 until 2. I have been to the Alma Public Library.
You have?
I had a lot of stories one day to do in Alma, and that was kind of my base of operations in between stories.
Well, there
they
you
were
go.
Very nice to me there.
I have never been there. I've only been to the Alma PAC.
Gotcha.
Right. The jazz group Cone Collective will perform at Fresco Cafe from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fresco Cafe and Pub in Fayetteville. The trio features drummer Nate Wong, pianist Johan Whitehouse, and Tulsa bassist Jordan Hill. More information is available at natewongmusic.com.
And registration is now open for the 2013 HWOA conference, which will take place October 4th at the Jones Center in Springdale. Keynote speaker for the conference is Henry Cisneros, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development cabinet member. Registration $50 before September 21st, $60 after that. Admission free to students who show a current ID and register for the full conference. There is room available for exhibit booths for $100. For more information about this year's HWOA conference, you can call 751-9494.
The Center for Lifelong Learning at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will offer a diverse set of 39 courses, workshops, and trips in the month of October, varying in both topic and length. The courses range from personal enrichment classes such as yoga and foreign language learning to traveling to locations across the United States and the world. Also, the Center for Business and Professional Development at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will offer classes including focused training solutions, marketing and social media, as well as commercial driving training courses. More information at uafs.edu.
And the Fayetteville Adult Education Center will celebrate 5 years in the restored Jefferson Elementary School Tuesday with an open house from 10 until noon. The center provides the adult population of Washington County the opportunity to become self-sufficient, self-reliant, contributing members of society with free community education classes.
One of the things I like to do each week is to look at special upcoming kind of fun days.
Yes.
And I just wanted to point out that today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
There you go.
Kind of the only kind of milkshake you should have,
so,
in my opinion.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly
right.
on that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any question. Yeah, so Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Go to Brahms, Sonic, any of the other ice cream places and have
exactly.
a chocolate milkshake.
Okay. Or make your own.
Right. You could do that,
yes.
too.
Yes. It's also Video Game Day, and I don't even know what that means. Do you play video games? Do you celebrate video games?
I guess for all the video game junkies, it's a good excuse to just...
But don't they... Well,
they do it anyway.
Yes, exactly. And if you really like chocolate milkshakes, you don't have to wait till today either. But it's a good excuse
right.
to at least mentally tell yourself it's guilt-free.
All right. Well, in about 9.5 minutes here on Ozarks at Large, we'll hear a new song from Trout Fishing in America.
They were in the Furman Garden Performance Studio earlier this week with Mike Shirky. You'll hear the full performance Saturday night on Mike's program, but we're going to get a sneak preview, like you said, in about 9.5 minutes.
Right.